Henry Sugar was 41 years old and unmarried. He was also wealthy. He was wealthy because he'd had a rich father who was now dead. He was unmarried because he was too selfish to share any of his money with a wife. He was 6 feet 2 inches tall, but he wasn't really as good-looking as he thought he was. He paid a great deal of attention to his clothes. He went to an expensive tailor for his suits, to a shirtmaker for his shirts, and to a bootmaker for his shoes.
The mole sat toasting his toes in front of the fire. The winter wind howled safely outside, sending occasional flurries of soot down his chimney. He was thinking that things were nearly perfect, but not quite.
"I must not be uncharitable," he said to himself. "I have my health, I have my home, and I must not be unfriendly."
He darted a glance across the hearth towards the smaller and less comfortable chair that was ranged there, looked briefly at the cause of his ill temper, and looked away again.
"No, I must be patient. I must put up with it. Oh, bother."
35 years ago, China was a nation mired in violence and poverty. Under Chairman Mao, who led the revolution that created the People's Republic, millions had starved. Today, China has transformed the lives of many of its citizens and is challenging the world. This is the story of how communist China learned to love capitalism, the most significant change in world politics in our times. And it's the story of the man who fought Maoism to make it happen, Deng Xiaoping.
"How does that feel?"
Dr. Marshall asked him.
"It feels good," the Indian said. "I must compliment you gentlemen on doing such a fine job."
"Off you go then," Dr. Marshall said, grinning at me.
"Show us how clever you are at seeing things now."
The Indian got off the bed and walked straight to the door. He opened the door and went out.
"Great Scott," I said. "Did you see that? He put his hand right on the doorknob."
Dr. Marshall had stopped grinning. His face had suddenly gone white.
Time. The trickling grains of sand. The switch of the pendulum. The waxing and the waning of the moon, the sun, and the stars. Time. Encasing our lives as our bodies wither and perish and decay to the ceaseless march of its seconds, minutes, hours.